The Eternal Summer by Kurt Sampson. Copyright 1992 by Kurt Sampson. This unabridged recording of the reading of The Eternal Summer was published by arrangement with Jim Donovan Literary and was produced in 2000 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Dennis McKee. This book is 211 pages long. The Eternal Summer by Kurt Sampson. This book is subtitled Palmer, Nicholas, and Hogan in 1960, Golf's Golden Year. The following material appears on the book's dust jacket. Was there ever a year in golf like 1960? It was the year that the sport and its vivid personalities exploded on the consciousness of the nation, when the past, present, and future of the game collided. Television, still a new medium, provided a fresh window to this fascinating show and enabled this rich man's sport to win over millions of new fans. Here was Arnold Palmer, the working man's hero, sweating, chain-smoking, shirt-tail flying, winning, it seemed, every tournament with the last second charge. Gray, grim Ben Hogan, Arnie's opposite, the greatest player of the 50s, a perfectionist battling the twin demons of age and nerves, and making his debut in the big time, a chunky crew-cut college kid who seemed to have the makings of a champion, 20-year-old Jack Nicklaus. And, of course, the rest. Charlie...